From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Tuesday the international community should be applying diplomatic and economic pressure on North Korea to get that country to abandon its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program. Speaking during a visit to Japan, Pence said the U.S. will not relent until it achieves the goal of a denuclearized Korean Peninsula, and that all options are on the table. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who hosted Pence for talks in Tokyo, said he appreciates the Trump administration's all-options approach. U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Tuesday aimed at making it harder for companies to hire temporary foreign workers. The order, called Buy American, Hire American, will take initial steps to reform the H-1B visa program.
Right now, H-1B visas are awarded in a totally random lottery, and that's wrong. Instead, they should be given to the most skilled and highest paid applicants, and they should never, ever be used to replace Americans. No one can compete with American workers when they are given a fair and level playing field, which has not happened for decades.
Trump said his administration will require companies to demonstrate that the visas are going only to the most highly skilled workers in their fields. The Department of Homeland Security reports that 71% of the H-1Bs went to Indians in 2015, and China is a distant second with 10% of the visas. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Police in France on Tuesday arrested two radicalized Frenchmen, possibly preventing what authorities called an imminent attack just days before a presidential election. The French Interior Minister said police confiscated guns and bomb-making materials from the men. He provided no other details about their potential targets or motives, but said he suspected the attack was planned for the eve of the French presidential election. The French president called the arrest remarkable and praised police for stopping the planned terror attack. In the U.S., the man accused of killing an elderly man and posting a video of the crime on Facebook took his own life Tuesday following a police chase near Erie, Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania State Police spokesman says their investigation is ongoing.
We don't believe he had any accomplices. Our concern is he was somewhere over the last several days. Whether somebody was harboring him, whether he was under a bridge somewhere, I don't know.
The suspect allegedly shot and killed an elderly man in Cleveland, Ohio on Easter Sunday before uploading the video of the murder on Facebook and going on the run from police. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights says he is alarmed by a growing widespread campaign of terror in Burundi being waged by government-backed militia against opponents of President Pierre Nkurunziza's party. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office says a chilling video circulating on social media has laid bare the horrifying and alarming nature of the campaign of terror. Rupert Colville, spokesman for High Commissioner Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein, says the video shows more than 100 members of the Imbonerakure, the government's youth wing, inciting violence. He says the young men are heard calling for opponents to be impregnated so they can give birth to Imbonerakure or for them to be killed. Colville says security forces reportedly have participated in the systematic use of torture. High Commissioner Zaid is calling on the authorities in Burundi to prevent the abhorrent practice and to swiftly condemn the incitement to hatred and violence. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A group of refugees from South Sudan briefly held a number of UN staff members hostage at a camp in Congo Tuesday before freeing them unharmed. The UN peacekeeping mission says all 16 personnel have returned safely to their homes. A UN spokeswoman says the mission is investigating the incident. The refugees are being held at a UN camp near Goma in the eastern Congo and want to be allowed to go to a third country. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.